This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's latest economic indicators are a mixed bag, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Colorado's unemployment rate rose to 4.4% last month. That's higher than the U.S. rate, which actually fell in December. Brian Lewandowski is an economist at CU's Leeds School of Business. He notes the state is still adding jobs, even though the pace has slowed. But the unemployment rate bears watching.
We need to be watching all of these data points to be cognizant of some weakening.
The state's labor force participation rate has been holding steady. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The RTD board will vote tonight on new performance goals for CEO and General Manager Deborah Johnson. Board Chair Julian Bouquet says those goals match what he and other board members heard from the traveling public.
We hear from the constituents that we need better on-time performance. We need more ridership, you know, and quite frankly, you know, we want a better sense of personal security when we're riding on RTD.
The goals will help determine Johnson's raise next year. Her current salary is more than $400,000. Some board members have already said they will propose amendments to make the goals more ambitious. In the state legislature, a proposal would require Colorado school districts to develop a policy for how and when students can use cell phones at school. State Representative Megan Lukens is a bill sponsor. She says some districts don't have any guidance. In ones that do,
teachers are saying that it is hands down one of the best things that they have done in their entire teaching career to ensure students are maximizing their learning potential.
Many teachers report phones are a distraction in class, and health officials connect them to a rise in mental health problems. Ahead this morning, the safety of marijuana products in Colorado. Advocates and scientists are concerned about the cleanliness of cannabis.
You're not going to keel over if you buy some cheap suspect weed, but 10 years down the road, maybe you develop a lung problem that someone who was smoking cleaner weed won't.
That's later in this hour of Morning Edition. This is CPR News.